Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Making Choices.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the disciples, "Truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the depths of the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you restore it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. So that's a collection of Jesus' sayings, and it would be great to comment on all of them, but I think I'll choose cutting off and throwing away. What could you say? What is Jesus trying to get across here? He likes to use hyperbole, you know. Yeah, cut your leg off and throw it away. And he'd be very upset if anybody really did that. But we understand that. I would say this is about don't mess around. Life is short. Don't waste it. Decide what you want to do and do it. That can be in the big things or in the little things of every day. Here's an example. We have six young women here in our novitiate, from middle 20s to middle 30s in age. They are not here because they couldn't make it out there in the wider world. No way. They are each one attractive and talented. They were happy where they were, but each one was getting what we describe as a call. It's not that the phone rings or you hear a shout or anything like that. No, it's something that comes from inside, and there is no button to turn it off. It is kind of with you all the time. I remember hearing it a long time ago, and it was a question. Not in words, but clear as crystal. And the question was, will you give me your life? Will you give me your life? I knew it was God speaking to me in the depths of my being. You need to have the program installed or you would not recognize the message. And these young women did have the program installed. They had been converted to Christ in university, so they were on the right wavelength, you see. One had graduated in creative writing and had the job of her dreams in the tourist industry in Banff, Alberta. One had graduated in fine arts here in BC. One was pursuing a master's in theology and a teaching job in Ontario. One was an administrator in the medical program in the University Hospital in Edmonton, Alberta. One was manager of a small restaurant here in Whistler, BC. And one was an engineer for infrastructure in Saskatchewan. So, in the midst of all this, in the midst of brilliant futures beckoning, a call comes and spoils everything. Not that it doesn't make you very happy. When I got it, I was filled with a joy that I can only describe as bliss. Profound. More than happiness, more than joy. I will never forget it. It was like having a soccer ball come and hit you in the stomach at 100 miles an hour. It was kaboom. But then it hits you. It made me so happy, so happy. Wow. But then I thought, I can't live my dream. Mine was to be a practicing artist in sculpture with my own studio, beginning in a refurbished chicken coop out in the boonies. That's how you start. But in order to say yes to one, you have to say no to something else, right? Usually in life, we can't have it both ways. And that is Jesus's point. Cast one away from you and grab the other. Do it. Do it now. God bless you, my dear friends.